Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. It is Scott Spears and Mike Morgan.
Oh, you think
that doesn't really matter? We're from the streets of the Bratwurst Festival here in Bucyrus, Ohio. Well, you know the problem was I was doing the introductions there, and you've been silent for like 30 seconds, and as soon as I'm getting ready to go, you start to speak.
I think my ADD kicked in.
My goodness gracious. Well, we thank Pastor Whitaker for showing up this morning for the Over the Back Fence program from 9:15 until 10 a.m. this morning. Now, we'll be on till 11 a.m., and then Pastor Craig will be here from 11:15 to 12, and then we're all going to get together and yell at each other from 12:15 until 1 p.m., because we're going to talk about the Bratwurst Festival, we're going to talk about the fourth indictment of Donald Trump, we're going to talk about who else knows what we'll get in that conversation, and tonight we will also be broadcasting live here from the office, in front of the office of the Bratwurst Festival, right across from Wendy's, with Carrington Nelson, the Exchange Club, Friday Night Live program tonight, 8:15 until 10 p.m. It is so cold out here, my brain has actually frozen after sitting out here for 2.5 hours now.
See, I'm not frozen.
Again, tell people why that is.
Ah! Well, because I have a little cushion.
You have enough cushion. Is it cushion? You got the cushion?
I got enough cushion.
Oh, my Lord.
I got enough cushion.
Matt, how are you feeling?
Pretty chilly.
It's a chilly morning out here.
Did you hear what I said? I got enough cushion for my cushion.
Well, what are you pushing?
Whatever.
Now, the area here, the Midway, is starting to fill up. Vendors are opening up. I can smell the food cooking, the Bratwurst here at the Bratwurst Festival. And some of the booths are starting to open up here. It's starting to look like a festival.
It's starting.
Now, what is your favorite type of bratwurst?
I don't like them.
I understand that, but I thought you could fake it for like 30 seconds there.
No, I can't fake them.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a big, big day here at the Bratwurst Festival 2023 edition. It is our fifth year broadcasting here from the Bratwurst Festival. Started back in 2018, and here we are again for another go-around. Now, Matt, you located Carly's Bratwurst while you were using the restroom.
While I was using the restroom.
I thought you were actually sitting there and said, ah, there's Carly's Bratwurst.
You know what I'm looking at right now? Cream Puff.
Did we ever... Well, that was your nickname in high school. Cream Puff. Now, did you located it? Where is it for people who might want to come and get a Carly's Bratwurst?
Carly's Bratwurst is basically right in front of the Bucyrus, Ohio Bratwurst Festival office. It's basically right out front, right across the street from Smith Bratwurst. So we've got some good old competition going on there.
So you've got Schmidt's versus Carly's.
I don't have to give one both.
Where are you going to go? What are you leaning toward?
I'm gonna have to lean towards Carly's because they're the ones who kind of like got the whole thing started.
Really?
I mean, I don't know.
That is true, but I mean, so that's why you're making your decision.
Yeah, just because like I don't see why you would replace the business that basically got the whole thing going.
I'm gonna say so cheeseburgers too.
Have you ever ate anything but a cheeseburger?
No, I'm just saying.
You guys got a very good taste buds.
They might have bratwurst patties. Those exist.
Well, you don't like those either, right? No. And what's the reason?
There's an ingredient in there that I don't like. What are you looking at?
Well, I'm trying to send news reports to people who need to get news reports.
Oh.
What do you mean, what am I looking at? I'm doing work here.
No, I couldn't follow you there for a minute. It's like all over the place.
You don't need to follow me. I'm talking about bratwurst patties. What don't you like about bratwurst patties?
Oh, well, I never had them, but I'm sure they're similar to the regular.
Well, how do you know until you try?
Because I'm sure it has the same ingredient.
I don't know about that.
If it's the same company, it will.
All pizzas taste the same?
If it's the same ingredient or the same company, They will taste the same.
Well, I don't know that it's the same company. Have you ever had a Carley's Bratwurst?
Never.
See, there you go.
I
think I've made my point.
No, Bratwurst is a Bratwurst.
Oh, so a pizza's a pizza. And a hamburger's a hamburger.
Yeah, basically. It just
it is? I don't know. I went to a place in town recently where a hamburger was not a hamburger. And I've been to places where pizzas were not pizzas.
Depends on how it's made.
Exactly.
But the ingredients don't stay the same.
And you know what has awful ingredients? Gravy. Terrible.
I love
flour
gravy.
And grease.
You know, sausage gravy, and biscuits.
Yeah! Sausage gravy biscuit. Let's go.
Nobody wants that.
I do.
It's terrible.
I love
your grandmother makes a good sausage gravy.
Yeah, they make homemade sausage biscuits and gravy.
It's not good. It's just not good. It's not good for your health. It's not good for longevity. It's not good for your taste buds. There's nothing good about the whole thing.
I don't think most things are good for your health.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you cannot.
Bananas.
You cannot go wrong with a southern sausage biscuits and gravy.
Or chicken waffles. Chicken waffles.
Yeah, chicken waffles.
Listen, I don't have time for that sort of thing. I've got, I'm cultured.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, cream, jello, absolutely.
Kielbasa.
You know, I don't eat many of those anymore.
Wow.
I told you it's processed meat. I've given up on that.
Good.
It's a whole new life. I plan to live forever. Because I realized who's going to take this thing over. I got to live forever.
Oh, I'll take it over.
About 3 days after you took over, it'd be down. Down permanently.
Oh, it'll go up. Uphill.
Down. But as we sit here, you know, as I told you, the last time I had sausage gravy, Abby made it for me. And she's a real Kentuckian. You know, her family, her great-great-great-grandpappy was Kentuckian, down there in Kentucky, and her great-great-grandmommy.
You can't go wrong with Southern food.
Oh, it's horrible. It stained the walls of the school.
She should bring me some biscuit and gravy.
She don't like you.
I mean, that's not my problem.
Call on Mrs. Chase and maybe she will.
For some biscuit and gravy, I might.
Well, go right ahead. Microphone's open. She might hear this program. Mrs. Chase, please bring me some biscuits and gravy.
It's so delicious. You crumble your
I've seen it. It's not good.
You just pour right over.
No.
I don't even crumble up my biscuit. I just split it in two and then pour the gravy over and cut it up as I eat it.
And you know what's really good? It's fried potatoes with onion in them, and you put them on top of it.
How many heart attacks have you had?
One.
Just one?
Yeah.
Well, keep this up, and you'll be headed for the second one. I'm telling you, you cannot eat like that. That is not good.
No, I'm telling you. Still, do you like fried potatoes?
I do.
And onion in them?
I don't think I've ever had onion in them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just try it.
I've never made the fried potatoes. Usually it's my grandpa.
Yeah, ask your grandpa to make the fried potatoes with onion.
Oh, my God.
This is all disgusting.
You like fried potatoes?
They're okay.
Yeah, you're not a big
I'm not a big potato person.
Yeah. So, like, the only thing you eat is just, like, cottage cheese?
Yeah, I have a cottage cheese IV. Just cottage cheese set up. No, there
no,
were
no, no, he puts powder in it. What's that powder you put in?
It's called Jell-O.
Oh, yeah.
You know what Jell-O is?
He puts Jell-O in it.
Jell-O powder.
Powder. He just puts the powder in.
This is a famous recipe. I hate to give it out over the airwaves. Here's what you do. Hey, mouthpiece, relax. Here's what you do. You go out and you get yourself a normal-sized tub of cottage cheese, regular size, and you go and you get yourself a regular-sized tub of Cool Whip or generic, whatever, just the already set up, not the aerosol. And then you go get a regular box of sugar-free Jell-O, whatever flavor you want. Raspberry's good. Lemon's good. Strawberry's good, cherry's good, orange's good. And then what you do is you take the whipped cream and you put that in the bottom, put the whole tub in the bottom of the bowl. Then you take the contents of the cottage cheese and you dump that on top of the whipped cream. And then you take the Jell-O. Now, don't make the Jell-O. This is where people make their mistake. You take the powder in the Jell-O and you dump the powder in the bowl. And then you mix it all together and the Jell-O will dissolve and turn the color of the concoction. And once you've got it all mixed up, you chill this for about 30 minutes in your refrigerator, and it's going to be delicious.
He had me try this sometime, and I spit across the room.
Yeah, but you don't like fruits and vegetables.
No, you know how much sodium's in the cottage cheese?
No, I do like cottage cheese and Jell-O, but I don't know about them together. I just don't.
Cottage cheese
you've
has
got
sodium.
To try it. Well, try, how, you think more than a sausage biscuits and disgusting?
Oh.
All I'm saying is that's where you want to be.
You think so?
It's delicious, and it's sugar-free, and there's no fat, and there's no carbohydrate in that.
Yeah,
that's the way you want to go.
You just put Jell-O and cottage cheese. That doesn't sound good.
No, no, no. Whipped cream. Whipped cream whips it up into a dessert flavor.
That can't be good.
Well, yeah, yes, it is. It's very, very, very popular.
It's not popular.
That's called Scott's cottage cheese whipped cream special.
I don't think anybody that I know eats it.
Everybody I know eats it.
Oh, really?
Everybody. I take that to cookouts. I take that to family functions. I take that to cook-offs. And I've won, first prize everywhere.
Not for me.
Well, they wouldn't put you in one of those contests because you don't even like bratwurst.
I don't.
Which is a whole problem in and of it to itself.
I mean, I like coming to the bratwurst, but I don't like to eat them.
Now, you think that a hamburger is healthier than a bratwurst.
Is it more healthier?
You? You have some beans this morning before you came?
No, I mean, I don't know if it's healthier. I don't think anything's healthy.
Well, can we just discuss this?
No,
there are things that are healthy.
Yes. Cottage cheese is not healthy.
Cottage cheese is healthy. Blueberries are healthy.
I think hamburgers are probably pretty like along the lines of
no,
like red
not
meat.
Even close.
Along the lines of like
once
red
you put
meat,
ketchup on there,
probably
no.
Pretty.
Ketchup, any red
well,
meat, no.
I thought you were just talking about hamburger. But like, I guess if you're talking about like a cheeseburger, then...
and bread? Oh, my.
Oh, no, you can get carb right now. That's why you...
No, people don't do that. You don't do that.
I get carb right.
Well, when I see you eating hamburgers, you're always going full bore.
No, I...
And getting that... Ketchup
but
out
I buy,
and squirting that all over the place.
But I buy the card bread.
You put ketchup on it?
Yeah.
Okay. You lose.
Pickles.
Okay.
Onion.
There you go.
No lettuce.
I like lettuce. Lettuce is pretty good. When I make a sandwich,
oh, lettuce
I put,
is good. I think lettuce is good.
Cheese.
I mean, I'll eat a salad.
Tomato. Sometimes cucumber.
I'll eat a salad, but only in my salad is lettuce and cucumber.
I eat a lot of salads.
I love salad, too. Salad's pretty good.
I'm really picky on my salads.
Well, it's funny that you're picky about salads, but you would eat a hamburger off the ground.
All of it. I don't know about the ground. I think that's a little...
I don't know. I've seen you go to town on some food.
I like hamburgers.
Pizza.
Pizza's my favorite.
I mean, you can shovel that pizza in.
I can eat a whole large.
Pizza's a lot of people's favorite. I don't understand why, one, it costs so much, and two, why it's so popular. I know that pizza does not cost all that much to make, and then they charge you like $30 for a large pizza.
It's called markup.
It's a little bit more than markup if it's cost you like a whole maybe five something to make a pizza.
Well, the markup is so the man makes money.
Well, there's
a lot of time that goes into making a pizza.
I mean, not really. You gotta make dough, and then after that you just put everything on it and then throw it in an oven.
You know, I have a family pizza secret.
You do.
I do, and I can't give that out over the airwaves, but...
You never fix me one.
Well, I don't have time for that. There's a lot that goes into it, because you got to whip the sauce up special.
Is it homemade?
Homemade sauce is really where it's at.
What about homemade crust?
You can.
See, now that might be okay, because no. I just don't like the pizza sauce.
I don't like Chef Boyardee.
Oh, my
to me,
God,
that is disgusting.
Like all Chef Boyardee?
Oh, stop, but not their pizza. That's slop.
Chef Boyardee pizza is delicious.
That's slop.
And then also the beefaroni.
No wonder your bowels are so messed up.
The beefaroni is delicious. Go try that sometime.
I've had the beefaroni. Beefaroni's okay. I think the only thing that I consistently eat that's Chef Boyardee, not even consistently, the only thing that I eat that's really Chef Boyardee is ravioli. And other than that, I don't buy...
Oh, so you don't like spaghetti either?
No.
No food out of a can is good for you.
I eat it right out of...
As life goes on, one day your heart will just give out, and you'll collapse in the middle of where you are.
I've been eating out of cans for years.
We can tell.
I mean, I don't even warm them up.
I can tell.
Like, you know, vegetable beef, Campbell's vegetable, oh my God. I can eat that right out of a can. Don't even warm it up, just eat it right out of a can.
I think you're supposed to add water to that.
Oh, I just...
How much sodium you think's in that?
A lot.
Well, I mean, because, like, it's condensed soup. Usually the instructions for the condensed soup are one can of soup plus one can of water.
Yeah, sometimes I'll fix me, like, four or five grilled cheeses and dip them in. Oh, delicious. I love grilled cheese. You like grilled cheese?
I like grilled cheese specifically if there's tomato juice to dip it in. Otherwise, not.
Tomato juice? I thought you don't like pizza sauce.
I don't.
Then what are the big differences here?
Again, probably just the seasonings. Tomato juice is just tomatoes.
Well, I don't know. The tomato's a tomato. Like, no, I like tomatoes.
Tomato,
I think I'd probably eat a pizza if it had, like, tomato paste on it instead of pizza. like instead of pizza sauce?
Well, you can probably make one like that.
I'm not problem. I could just make a pizza without pizza sauce, period. And I would eat that. I just don't.
Well, that sounds exciting. Now, we are here in Bucyrus, Ohio. We are at the Bratwurst Festival. We are right across from Wendy's here in downtown Bucyrus.
330 the address.
Would somebody come see you?
Yes.
Here we are right downtown where everybody needs to be. The Bratwurst Festival opens up here momentarily at 11 o'clock this morning. Pastor Craig will be on from 11:15 to 12, and then we'll all get together from 12:15 to 1 and hash out the world's problems from the streets of Bucyrus, Ohio. We'll be talking to some of the queens who are here in their dirndls. You will see them start to flood the streets here momentarily.
I got a shiver.
Oh, I thought you weren't cold.
I just got to shiver.
Yeah, much. Wind just blew everything away. Not blew the whole broadcast station away right there. But we're still here.
We're still here.
My goodness gracious. And that blew his shoe untied. That's how brisk that wind was that just came through. That's why you got to be listening here to WGH Talk, the only live broadcast from the Bratwurst Festival 2023 in Bucky Russ, Ohio.
You always say Brat.
That's how you say it. It's B-R-A-T.
It's Brat.
W-U. How do you?
Brat.
Well, maybe with your broken jaw. This is the Bratwurst Festival.
No, people get confused when you're supposed to say Brat.
Who gets confused?
People.
Your hillbilly relatives? I'm talking about Bratwurst.
Just like, when he says, what's it called? LaRue.
LaRue.
It's LaRue.
It was LaRue.
Mr. Lightfoot over there.
Milton Lightfoot, the mayor. Now, see, why don't you give him his proper credentials and call him Mayor Lightfoot?
I don't do titles.
Okay. You don't know. You didn't know who he was.
Yeah, anyway. So he says what? LaRue. No, he says LaRue.
I have a proclamation from that day of LaRue.
Yeah. I want to rewind the tape there.
I think we might have to.
Yeah.
We did a whole Is This LaRue or LaRue from Cooney's Restaurant in LaRue, Ohio. And today we are in Bucyrus, Ohio.
Bucky Russ.
Bucky Russ, as they say. You always had to tell new news people who were from out of state, it's not Bucky Russ, it's Bucyrus. You had to inform them.
You know, it's such a beautiful day out here today.
Not really. It's cold.
No, yeah. I mean, it is.
This is August.
It's a beautiful day.
Do you know that August...
I can't believe you... Can't help you wear your flip-flops.
I don't think that's the problem. I think my hands are cold. My face is cold. I think my feet are the least of the troubles.
I've seen a lot of people around here today wearing short sleeves and shorts just walking around, and I don't see how.
No, it's cold.
It's chilly.
I'm fine.
Well.
I know. Go ahead and say it.
Well, we know why. I mean, it's okay.
What are you going to say when I lose all my weight? Like Matt over here did.
Oh, I don't think you'll want to. I don't think you'll want to. You know how you're not cold right now? If you lost all your weight, you'd be freezing. Just
really?
Cold.
Yeah,
but do you know his blood pressure's 300 over 270?
I don't know anything.
You gotta lose weight to get that down.
I don't know anything about blood pressure.
Don't tell false advertisements!
What?
That's not true!
I bet it's 300 over 270.
No.
Close. I bet if you got off the drugs, it'd be up there.
Probably did, yeah. I'm at a pharmacy.
That's right. You know, his pill box is a tool chest. Don't you think that's a problem? One day, he was at a hotel and he had a tool chest in there. And I said, why do you have a tool chest in a hotel room? He said, that's my medicine cabinet. And he opened it up and this thing was filled with more drugs than a cartel. Needles and all kinds of things.
Well, yeah, but diabetic.
My God.
You gotta have needles if you're diabetic.
Why did you decide to get a tool chest?
I just thought maybe it would be pretty cool to have.
Boy, you talk about Kentucky. My Lord.
That's not the wrong. I have a tool chest for a...
What's your feeling on this, Matt? If you've got a tool chest as a medicine container.
I mean... That's probably not good. When you take enough medicine that you have to start carrying something around specifically for medicine, it's probably not a good situation.
What one day if you just cut it all out, every single pill, every single shot?
I'd probably die.
Yeah, probably. Wouldn't that be interesting to find out?
Well, you won't be dead.
Well, no, I'm
so you'll be on this panel.
No, I'm just saying it'd be interesting to find out. That's like a little experiment.
Then I'll be gone anyway then. You won't even...
Yeah, but at least we'll know the answer.
Is that right?
No.
No.
We'd know the answer.
Well, yeah, you would. I wouldn't.
Well, you might be floating over.
Well, make sure. Remember, make sure I get what? Frozen.
Okay, again, there are not freezers big enough. Who's going to put you in that? Where is a freezer that big to slip you in?
Just put me in a refrigerator.
You wouldn't fit in a regular refrigerator.
No, we wouldn't. This big commercial one.
You'd have to get like one of those shoehorns just to try to get you in there. And it's a whole process.
No, I think I should be frozen.
Why?
That way I can come back in 100 years after they figure out what I died from.
I don't think it's going to be hard to figure out what you died from. Your heart explodes. So they'll have to come up with a mechanical heart.
Oh, Matt, what do you think about this?
I don't think that cryogenics is...
You know, I interviewed the man who did the first cryogenics project.
Really?
Bob Nelson.
I have to talk to that man out of just, like curiosity. Like, I just don't see a future in which we find a way to reverse death. It's just... I don't think it's possible.
Stem cell research.
Once you die, I'm pretty sure you're dead. I don't think freezing your body is going to be able to...
Oh, by the way, now that you're coming up with catchy little phrases, like, once you die, then you're dead. Yeah, you know, the other night I taped a television program, which will be out later today, with Carrington Nelson. And she said, during that show, have you heard about this? She said her friends listen to the Friday Night Live show, and they tell her, more Carrington, less everybody else. And that's her new favorite slogan. Now, what do you have to say to that?
I don't know. I mean, I think we should just let Carrington... We'll just let Carrington figure it out one show.
Yeah, let's see how she can handle that with everybody else being quiet. My goodness, I couldn't believe that.
That's interesting.
I thought so.
At least she's enjoying it, I guess.
Well, she is having a good time. She had a good time the other night in the studio.
I'm so glad I couldn't make it the other night.
Yeah, didn't we look like a happy bunch there in the studio? We were having a good time.
We were.
I got a bunch of baked goods the other day.
I saw.
And he didn't even share. You're selfish.
You are too big to share with.
You could have gave me a peanut butter cookie?
No, I don't think so.
I could have chowed down on it.
Listen, you only share with people who know how to share.
One cookie will not hurt.
I'll Aren't just you take diabetic? I was saving your life.
I would just take an extra shot.
How many you take already?
Take an extra shot. I take 3 shots a day.
You would take 4?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get you up to 4.
Why?
I don't want to be responsible for you quadrupling the holes in your body. Oh, we're here in Bucyrus, Ohio, and I can smell the bratwurst.
Are you excited?
Well, yeah, it's the Bratwurst Festival. It's about to open up here at 11 a.m.
It'll be fun.
Are you excited? Wait till the girls start coming around, the queens, and their dirndls.
Hey, Matt, have you been at Baker's Pizza before?
Hello.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to teach this.
We're talking about the Bratwurst Festival. That's where we are.
Yeah, that's Baker's.
Yeah, but that's not in Bratwurst. It's in Bucyrus. I'm talking about the Bratwurst Festival.
It's right down the road from here.
Well, that's okay. Let it be down there.
Have you been there before?
No.
Oh, it's really good. Although you won't eat tickets to pizza.
Yeah, I probably won't even eat pizza.
Yeah.
This man will eat anything, period.
Who?
You.
I won't eat it. I don't like your cottage cheese.
Well, I would not put
I don't
you
like Bratwurst.
That's why you don't get peanut butter cookies. Making sure we're still sounding okay. God, you're nosy. By the way, if anybody's out there listening right now, send us a message on Messenger.
Right now.
Well, you'll shut us all off, and then they won't hear us.
Really won't be no broadcast anymore.
Now listen, make a plea to the people out there listening right now to send a message through Facebook to let us know how we're sounding.
I think we sound pretty good, right?
I didn't ask you how we were sounding. I'm saying do it through the Facebook, do it through the radio waves here like I just did, and make a plea.
Jessica, if you're out there listening, let us know if we're sounding good.
Not to one specific person. You make it to the whole listening audience.
Okay, Jessica, Angie, who else?
They ain't listening.
They're not listening?
No.
Abby?
Maybe. I don't know.
Michelle?
That's Matt's friend.
Michelle?
Sometimes, occasionally.
Yeah, she's not at the root beer stand.
Root beer stand. Or as you say down in Kentucky, root beer.
Oh my god, do you like root beer floats?
Yeah.
you know, July 4th.
Telling you. Remember every time we get on food, he goes, wow, I like that food. What do you think of that food?
No, the Root Beer Stand is the best place to go.
Like Stewart's? I don't think I've ever been there.
Just said Baker's was the best place to go.
No, for
well, why don't you just run down the best place for everything? And by that time, this thing will be over.
No, I'm talking about for the Root Beer Floats.
Okay.
Yeah.
In any event, we are broadcasting from Bucyrus, Ohio, the Bratwurst Festival 2023 edition, our fifth year over here. Having fun as always, Matt Morgan, Sean Kraft, and myself, Pastor Craig, will be here from 11:15 to 12. And then we'll come back for the big broadcast from 12:15 to 1, all four of us here. And as the festival opens, you will start to see the Queens and Dirndls, and you'll hear from them. And I imagine the polka bands will be up and running. Did you see anything on the do we have a schedule?
Right there.
Well, I can't read that.
Hold on.
Wait, well, that's hard to see.
That was for yesterday. So it seems. It says Thursday, August 17th.
Well, this is the Friday the 18th.
What? They didn't change the sign. It's not
well, how can I be responsible for that? Oh, here comes somebody we see on the Midway. Somebody we recognize here. Join the panel. Were you listening, Pastor Craig?
Yes, I was.
How are we sounding via the airwaves here from beautiful Bucyrus, Ohio?
The first 2 hours you sounded great. This current hour you were a little bit fuzzy. You weren't as clear and crisp as you were.
Really? We got a little fuzzy.
Yeah, a little fuzzy.
Well, I wonder what that was caused from.
I don't know.
A little fuzz in the line?
I think probably it's a conspiracy to get at Sean because he doesn't like bratwurst, but he's at the Bratwurst Festival. that's like traveling to Times Square for New Year's Eve and then walking around going, I don't like New Year's Eve, I don't like New Year's Eve.
But he dragged me over here.
He dragged you over here.
So you like the Bratwurst Festival?
I do like bratwurst. I just don't like eating the bratwurst.
Bratwurst.
Yeah.
So you like the festival?
Yeah.
Okay.
Does it make any sense?
No.
No. Now, Matt, what's your feeling? Make any sense to you?
It does not.
No.
I think before
why
I leave here...
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Why does it took a vote.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because it is...
Because they have more than bratwurst here.
Why do you say it with such disdain?
We're sitting here right next to Carly's bratwurst and Schmidt's bratwurst. Okay?
Yeah, but the lemonade...
The best you can get. The two biggest bratwurst places around here.
Right here. I'm looking right at the lemonade.
Both of those places.
You're diabetic.
They fall within the 10 steps that you can travel.
That's right.
Just about the limit, let me tell you. Him getting from a car to this table this morning was iffy. Now, what would you like to say?
No, I'm just saying, I mean, they have more food than bratwurst here.
Yes, you're perceptive. But what's this have to do with the fact that is the Bratwurst Festival is the name?
Because it's a nice clean festival.
Yeah. I heard that this morning, how clean it is.
Yeah.
that's a big talking point today about how clean it is around here.
I think they ought to use that as one of their selling points to get people to come to the Bratwurst Festivals. And by the way, the cleanest festival you'll go to.
Absolutely. The Bucyrus Bratwurst Festival, we are clean.
That's right.
And go ahead and say it if you want to. Fesso. Go ahead and say it.
What?
Yeah, call me Fesso.
I would never do that. Yeah, Scott does that.
He claims that we all called him Fesso.
No. It all started.
Let me see his schedule here.
It all started when Scott called you Fatso.
Oh, here we go.
And I made reference to the fact that Scott had called you Fatso. Oh, but yeah. I've never called you Fatso. Fatso.
There you go.
There you go. See,
let it rip. Now, this all we should wrap this topic up because I don't think we finally did wrap it up last week between the four of us when it came to titles. The final, I know it never ends. It never ends. Because do you think, though, the new rub on this is that Matt feels that when Abby said that he wasn't raised correctly, that that was a reflection of his parents? I don't think it was. I think it was just a term of speaking since she doesn't know his parents.
Yeah, she's never met his parents. I've never met his parents, although I would have a tendency to agree with Abby that it's probably because he wasn't raised right.
Well, there you go. That's not personal, man. You can't take that personally.
It's not personal.
Do you think it's personal, big man?
Oh, when you call me Fatso?
Okay, is it personal, Fatso?
Yes, it's personal.
Okay, what's personal?
You can't call people, go around calling people Fatso.
That wasn't the question, Fatso. I said, what is it okay when somebody says, if you don't know the parents, were you listening to this show?
Yes.
Okay. What the question was when Matt said that he was offended that Abby said that he wasn't raised properly, that was a knock on his parents. We have both said that's not a knock on his parents because he...
I disagree.
Well, there you go.
No, I disagree because I see what Matt's point is. If somebody makes fun and say, you wasn't raised right, obviously his parents raised him. So it's going to go against
him. How do you know his parents raised him if you don't know his parents?
Yeah, maybe his grandparents raised him.
Maybe his aunts and uncles. Maybe he was a foster kid.
Because
maybe he grew up in an orphanage. You don't know. If you don't know the parents, how would you know?
Maybe he was raised by the wolves.
So now you're wrong there, big man. So let's go back to plan A. So, Matt, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree. I'm on Matt's side.
Okay, but you don't know why.
No, I know why. I see what
it's
it
is. All that sausage, beef, and gravy clogging your arteries.
No, it's because Matt did say that he was raised by his parents when he talked about it.
Yes, but he did not know. Abby did not know that when she said it.
I don't know whether we played the tape when he said it.
No, you never said on air last week, I was raised by my parents. That never came up.
Never, like, specifically.
You want to bet on that? How much money you got?
Well, he said it in a way.
In a way?
I had said that, I don't remember who. I think they had brought it up.
They had brought it up first.
I don't know if they brought it up first, but I know I did say that, after they brought it up, that.
After?
That my parents.
After.
My parents. I think my parents did a pretty good job.
Yeah, but that's after. They did not know at that point that you were going to take umbrage to that.
But you shouldn't judge somebody by the cover.
Adolf Hitler thought his parents did a good job.
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
I
know a lot about Hitler. Adolf Hitler did not like his father at all.
But his mom.
Yeah, but...
He still went to her house on Mother's Day.
That's because his mom, babied him. His dad was abusive.
We've now said that you should not have taken that personally.
Right.
We're not talking about Adolf Hitler. That's the worst festival here. Better cut that off.
No, I mean, personally...
That was a nice diet.
All jokes aside, personally, if somebody would say that to me, I would have said that. I would have thought the same way Matt would have thought.
See, yeah, but it's not personal if you don't know the person.
I wouldn't have even thought about my parents. If you said to me, Pastor Craig, you just weren't raised right, I wouldn't even think of my parents.
Your parents live. Well, a lot of people raise you. You never spent time with your grandparents. You never spent time with step-parents. You didn't even have a real mother growing up. Your stepmother.
Thank you.
Well, that's true.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate
true?
That.
Well, I mean, you like the facts.
Oh, my goodness.
I
want to
make sure I put it on tape. isn't that true?
I guess.
Okay, so in your case...
I guess I didn't have a mother.
No, but if you said my parents, that would not be... That'd only be 50% of your blood relation. But how would anybody know that unless I just told them?
I appreciate that.
Well, but you see what I'm saying?
I didn't have a mother.
True.
Yeah.
You had a stepmother.
That raised me.
Right, and you don't even like her now, but she raised you.
Yeah.
So you had three parents.
I did.
So... All the
so,
more reason
that's
why
saying, you don't really know when you make a statement like that.
If I say you just weren't raised right, was it your mom?
Well,
was it your stepmom?
Okay,
was it your dad? Was it all of them?
What I'm trying to get is, if somebody would say that to me,
yeah.
I would the first thing I'm going to say is I know and for a fact that I was raised right. And when somebody makes that statement, I know I'm going to see what Matt's getting at. I know his parents raised him.
Yeah.
So when somebody makes that statement, it's going to hurt his feelings.
It shouldn't.
I don't know why.
It shouldn't.
Why? Because his parents did the best they could.
If that hurts your feelings, how are you going to get through life? I mean, that's not come on.
Oh, when you call me fatso.
Scott started.
What is the difference? You're not raised right to put that on me. No, here's the whole problem. The whole problem is
bring my parents
bring
into this.
Bring your parents into this. Here's the whole problem with this. If I say you're wrong, just period, I'm telling you, you are wrong. I guess you could equate that to your parents raised you in a way with wrong answers. Just because I don't say you're wrong because your parents raised you badly, I guess I'm not bringing your parents into it. I don't understand. You're still wrong.
Well, it's because he knows that his parents raised him.
Right, but if I say you have no respect because you are not addressing people by their titles, that's all I say. Is that a reflection on your parents? I didn't bring your parents up. But obviously it goes back to your childhood.
No, I think when somebody says...
And some kids don't become punks till they're teenagers anyway,
see,
so you can't blame the parents.
When you say you weren't raised right, that's a general overall statement. the blame could fall on the school system you went to.
Or the group of kids you got involved with when you got older.
Right. Or maybe you didn't go to church, so it's the pastor who wasn't in your life's fault.
Or maybe it's that mother who belted you right across the face one day to wake you up.
That happened to me.
Well, there you go.
It's a general statement. You weren't raised right. It could have been everybody. You know, hey, it takes a whole village to raise a kid. It's the village's fault.
And I know it. I mean, my parents were together and married and for my whole childhood, you know, 0 to 18. But I know that they weren't the only people who raised me. Right. I mean, my grandparents were.
How'd you turn out quirky?
Because I had quirky grandparents. My grandparents were involved in that. My teachers were involved in that. Not my aunts and uncles, because they're all, you know, nuts and garbage. But, well, as a matter of fact, if they were here, they'd have to jump in these blue tubs, because that's where they belong.
Were you offended he called you quirky?
No, I like quirky. I mean, quirky's a good thing. But he didn't like that, so. No, quirky is a good title to have. That means not like anybody else. So, Matt, you shouldn't be offended.
Right. We weren't blaming your parents.
No.
Even if that was not the intention, that's what happened.
Okay, well, it wasn't intended, so.
Yeah. And intention is everything.
Yeah.
Motive is everything.
Ask the four prosecutors that have indicted Donald Trump.
Oh, boy. Oh, you know, it's interesting, and I don't mean this in a jovial way, but we could do a new indictment on Donald Trump every week on this show and never run out. I mean, we're at 91 now.
Yeah.
It's very, very interesting. And we'll save that for noon. We are going to get into that today. But my point is, to wrap this thing up, until we get to the debate, which will probably happen next week, I would imagine, when we're back in the studio. Are you scared of Abby? Because I think you're a little scared now. I was on your side. I thought you were going to win the debate. And now I'm starting to see she shook you.
What makes you say that?
Well, because you seem now like you're defending your parents more than defending your stance.
I mean, no, I just... You brought up the argument that... Well, sorry. I just didn't like that they...
You're forgiven.
That she... I didn't like that she had brought up my...
I don't care. Go ahead. What do you got?
I said, I just didn't like the fact that she brought up my parents.
She didn't bring up your parents.
She didn't. She did.
No, she said you weren't raised right.
Your parents didn't raise you right.
I don't know if she said that.
I don't think she said her parents didn't raise you.
I think she said you weren't raised correctly.
I'm pretty sure.
Now, have you ever had an argument with your parents?
Have I had an argument with my parents?
Ever.
I mean, yeah.
Are they wrong?
Sometimes.
Then why can't they be wrong in this matter?
It's just... Abby, okay. Listen, okay.
Yeah, oh, see, he's stuck now. See, this is why I'm fearful.
So, I think... Okay, so... I don't even know...
let me bring up something here.
All right, okay. Back to the original topic was the whole, okay, I don't think we're
starting to get warm here now.
I don't think you should have to respect your elders just because they're older than you are. That's absurd.
Okay. But nobody is saying that a title shows respect. That's where you lose me. I don't get that.
See,
I feel like if I called you by your name and then you said, no, call me Mr. Whatever, I'm going to have you call me Mr. Whatever, because otherwise you just put yourself on a pedestal. See, like, when you guys brought it up in school, when, like, you know how you have to call your teachers Mr. and Mrs. or, like, I had called my teachers by their name before and I got in trouble. That's because they are above me in that situation.
That's
so
protocol.
No.
That's just like, you got to be at school at a certain time or you're late. You've got to do your work or you fail. That's protocol in school.
I did not do half my work and I passed.
Well, you have to do certain things. You have to pass certain tests. You have to do certain things.
There's a difference between respect for the person and respect for the position. If you're a doctor, you have people address you as doctor because society recognizes the fact that to become a doctor, you have to do certain things. You have to go to school for, you know, X, this kind of thing. To be a senator, you have to achieve certain things. So that position of doctor, senator, whatever, deserves respect or addressing that person with that title show the respect for what they've accomplished. Now, you can have no respect for the person as a person, but you still use that title when addressing them because of the accomplishment that it takes to get to that place.
Yeah, but how many people go, I hate our president? They're still calling him president because he is the president. I don't think they have a whole lot of respect for him. How many people go, I hate the last president? They're still calling him president because he was president. They clearly have no respect for him. How about, don't get Mr. Jones, he's a horrible algebra teacher, didn't teach me a thing. You have no respect for him, but Mr. Jones, the algebra teacher. It's just what you call them. It's like a nickname. It has nothing to do with respect. I don't know why it's tied to respect.
Because it shouldn't be. It was never meant to be tied to respect.
Just a formal title.
It's a formal title, right.
If I was outside of school, something like that, and I had met a teacher, and I didn't have, why would I not refer to that person by their first name?
Because they're... Because A, they're a teacher.
I'm having a teacher.
Doesn't matter, they're still a teacher. If you didn't have a doctor as your doctor, he's still a doctor. They aren't the position that they have because you were directly influenced by them. A doctor is a doctor is a doctor, whether he's your doctor or not.
Now, let's say when these queens start coming down here. Now, do you want to call them Queen or do you want to call them Lily?
I'd probably refer to them by, I don't know their names, so I probably would refer to them as ma'am.
You're not going to call them queen at the Bratwurst Festival?
I'd probably call them ma'am.
You're not going to call them runner-up for queen?
I mean, that's what I did at the Marion one. Everybody I tried to talk to, it just, excuse me.
That's why we couldn't get
anyone. That's why they didn't come on, you didn't show them proper respect.
I thought I did fine.
You didn't bow and curtsy to them like you need to get them on over there. Any thoughts on this?
I mean, you know, like I said, I have friends that are doctors, and I always, to this day, I always say, Dr. Jen, you know, she's been a friend of mine for 13 years. I just show respect.
So you think that is respect? See, I don't see it as respect. I don't. Like I say, calling a doctor by their, now that's interesting. Dr. Jen, that's not her last name. So you've even changed her title. Because most people probably call her by her last name, Dr. Last Name. But you're calling her Dr. Jen, see? So there's no respect.
Even though I'm putting a doctor in front of it because she earned it.
Yeah, but that's not you're just calling her that, it seems like, because she's a doctor. It doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of respect involved in that. Or you'd call her by her professional name. What's on her business cards?
Well, because I know her for a long time.
Right, so it's not respect. It's just that's what she does now.
And you show recognition for what she does by still calling her doctor, even though you use her first name.
Which is, that's all this is.
Beyond titles. Just elders in general.
I can't wait till you're like 60 years old. You can't figure out why nobody will call you by your title.
I don't have a title. Call me Matthew.
I called him Mike at the start of the show.
you called him Adam?
I've called him Adam in the past, yeah. One of those things. I don't know. I don't get how a title is respectful.
It's less of, okay, so I don't really care all that much about the title now, or the title argument, just more so, what about the respect you're held in? That one, don't agree with. Just because you're older than I am does not mean you deserve more respect.
Oh, but it might mean they know more in perspective of life, not book-wise, but they've seen more.
They don't deserve respect, but they don't deserve respect just because they know more. Old people are just bad people sometimes. Do they know more? Yes. But, like, if they're bad people, they don't deserve the respect.
I'm trying so hard to like you, Matt.
Oh, my. No, but sometimes people are people. Aren't they?
I mean, like, I respect everybody equally until you give me a reason to not respect you.
What have old people done to you that has scarred you for life against them?
Old people all the time. Like, you remember my uncle that I was talking about?
All right, and we've got 20 seconds.
I don't like him. He just likes
I know he's one of our listeners. He's probably one of the strong listeners out there. Listen, we got to go to break. We're going to continue this festival coming up in 15 minutes here on WGH Talk. We're at the Bratwurst Festival. Don't get it away. 12:15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio.